It's time to meet the guy that's got his work cut out for him beginning tomorrow into Sunday. The whole staff is going to be pulling their hair out, finding out where it's going to sleet, where it's going to freezing rain, where it's going to snow, and where it's going to be sunny and 85. Good morning, Pat.
You don't have to worry about the last thing. That's for sure. You won't see 85 for a long time. Low 40s today and partly sunny. I think it's going to probably be the best day of the week. Enjoy it. And then tonight will be clear in the low 20s. And tomorrow will be sunny early around 30. Tomorrow night, cloudy with snow coming in after midnight. The snow will taper off Friday afternoon. We're thinking 2 to 4 inches. Highs on Friday, 35 to 40. 2 to 4 inches with 2 more likely than 4. But we'll cover all bases since it will be sort of a dry snow. Increasing clouds Saturday, low 30s, maybe. We may knock it out at a 20 Saturday. Saturday night, snow. Sunday, snow. To sleet, to rain, back to sleet, back to snow. A mess. Heavy accumulations likely, and flash freezing likely. We will drop through the 20s into the teens, into the single numbers in the evening, and you'll be near zero by Monday morning.
Now, what's it going to do? Is it going to do anything Monday?
No. All right. Monday will be a sunny day, but icy cold. You'll stay in the teens on Monday.
Now, I'll have to clean up from Saturday and Sunday.
I don't know how you're going to do that, but good luck. It is going to be a nightmare. A nightmare. You know, again, the modeling is still out as far as amounts for Sunday. That's why we're not mentioning amounts. They're all over the place. I just can't believe.
Yes, tell people where these models are and the amounts that they're giving. Because some of them are absolutely amazing.
Well, 2 out of the 3 models are we would have to measure in feet. One model says inches. I'm not telling you how much, but the one model that says inches is the American GFS. The 2 models that say feet are the Euro and the Canadian.
In your gut now, which way does your gut kind of lean?
I am thinking along the lines that the American models is definitely underplaying it. And I'm definitely thinking that the Euro and the Canadian Gem are probably better models for this, although I think some of the amounts that I'm seeing here are much too high, in my opinion. But I certainly don't think it's going to be as less as the American model.
That's because, you know, we're on strike in America.
I have no idea, but, Sunday is just a good day, folks, to just stay in. It's as simple as that.
So I've got to get things for my air fryer and sit and watch TV and eat food out of my air fryer.
That's right. That's right. That's what you'll have to do. And don't wait till the last minute to do that. Because there won't be anything left.
I won't. But you know, here's where I always get worried. First of all, so the snow, when it comes for this, is going to be a wet snow, right?
You're talking about Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, initially, no, it'll be dry.
Okay.
Saturday night, it'll be a dry snow. That will transition to a wet snow, a heavier wet snow.
Now, here's my problem with our satellite dish. When we get heavy wet snow or ice, it literally has to be cleaned almost every hour.
And who's doing that?
Well, we have a service that plows out back, and they do a good job. Kindred Property Care, and they come when they come plow. They go, and I've got a special. I finally bought a special tool which helps clean off the dish, and they do that. But the good thing that if we can get through Saturday night with the light snow, with the not wet snow, we don't do anything on the satellite all day Sunday. It's all local programming, so we can get through most of Sunday okay, without need of the satellite. And then we would need the satellite back Sunday night. So it's you know, if we have to look at things like that, you know, people don't realize how we have to look at that. We look at storms, and storms affect especially a heavy, wet snow. I don't know if you ever, do you have DirecTV?
No, I used to.
But in heavy rains, you lose DirecTV.
You lose it, right?
If it's in, same thing with heavy, wet snow. If it's in the direction of the where your satellite dish is, and it's the right angle, you lose it. It doesn't come in. So that's the problem we face with audio. So it's going to be a long weekend for me as well, because I'm going to have to keep an eye on the radio station, and so I'll figure out where I'm going to be. I've got my Jeep. My Jeep can go through anything. It really can. So.
Well, I mean. Even though I'm not working over the weekend, I will be in close touch with the staff because I'm sure they're going to need help. Right. And, you know, I'm curious, though, Marshall, in your area, TV-wise, have you seen anybody courageously come on and predict amounts for Sunday?
No.
No, you haven't.
Well, all the people that I like locally,
yes,
were either fired or retired. And the reason I say fired is because they've got all these new young TV executives in. So like Brad Field, who is an excellent meteorologist, and I've known Brad for a long, long time, he claimed he retired. But you spoke to him afterwards, and he got forced out. He got forced out because for younger people that worked for less.
Right.
And what they don't realize is that in meteorology, when you get somebody who's good, you hold on to him for the right through it. You know, you don't give up on them. You don't bring in somebody younger because they work cheaper.
Yeah, and they're less experienced.
Yeah. So nobody has put down. I'm looking at Brad's website now. He's basically saying what you're saying, and he's saying that amounts that are being are all over the place that the models are, and he said the models seem to be coming into alignment with a couple of them agreeing, but he still doesn't believe the amounts. That's what he's saying. Yeah, that's what he's saying, like you're saying. I guess we'll know better, I guess, tomorrow, right?
Oh, we should. We should have a much, much better idea tomorrow.
But the whole thing that always happens with snow is, literally, you can have one place. Well, look at what happened in my house. I mean, you have one place that gets 8 to 10 inches, and 2 miles away, they get 4 to 5 inches. It's just the way the area is.
Yeah. Snow doesn't fall evenly. Neither does rain.
No.
But rain you can't see.
That's
You can see snow. That's the difference.
Yeah. Well, so it's going to look a lot like Christmas around here, basically, on Monday.
Yeah, good thing it's a holiday, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, is there anything else in the pipeline other than the cold air after that?
Oh, there's another system coming in on Wednesday. Doesn't look as ominous, but there'll be one after another.
You predicted this months ago. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You predicted this months ago. Yep. So the march of winter is on.
That's it. This is it. Mark your calendars. Winter starts this weekend.
And we've got to battle it in seriousness, at least for the next couple of weeks.
I'm thinking it's going into March.
You're just full of such good news today.
I figured you'd like that. Yeah.
Well, I hope we don't get any rain. That's all. I hope we don't get any rain because that'll just bring me down. Cold, freezing rain is worse than cold rain.
I hear you. And truthfully, I wish this was next week at this time so it'd be all over.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. So I've got my generator and my hot air fryer. What more can a man want?
Right, some good movies.
That's exactly right. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast.